It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning, Sanbonani Dumelang, Afshane Moleni, bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, whoever is streaming us, welcome to this edition of Mjoli and Sex Podcast, live from somewhere in Newtown, very beautiful space, might I add, and I'm sharing the space with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing, too many adjectives, so little time. These editions of Mjoli and Sex Podcast are putting us into nice spaces, ne?
Right?
Yeah, they really are.
And this is one of those spaces, and I'm about to do a very shameless plug.
Yes.
If you ever find yourself
Newtown,
you need to stop by the store.
Mm-hmm.
It sells clothing.
Accessories?
Africa-inspired clothing, art, accessories. By accessories, we mean jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful. It's beautifully put together.
Yeah.
The stuff that they sell is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's something worth checking out.
It's worth checking.
And for somebody who does not
move about.
Besides moving about, for somebody who does not like going deep in the pockets, the prices here, I must say.
Your target market, your vibe.
I'm the target market.
Yes.
They are very, very user friendly.
I love it. Inspired by Back to the City. The concert, that is, which Osmic is part and parcel of. And this is a space that he's created for designers who don't get shelf time elsewhere. And they're getting shelf time here. And a big shout out to him. Big shout out to him. There's some incredible stuff here.
I actually bought a kimono here. And I'm going to wear it and put it together and look, try and look cute. Y'all must just go search me on my socials and you'll see it.
Yep, soonest. Yeah,
very, very
soonest. I saw Mia Latseva had Nalidi Bucket head here. Same WhatsApp group.
They have everything.
So I'm really excited.
Yeah.
After that plug, let's plug you in on our social media platform so you can be highly, highly interactive and engaging with us. And hopefully you can cuddle with us. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that, yeah. Oskumi, I think I gave it away there. What are we talking about today?
No, you absolutely gave it away. Today we're talking about cuddling.
Yo, lolo. Something I know you, my dearest friend. I know you struggle with it.
Like,
guys, Khumi's face. Khumi's face is priceless right now.
Like, why are we even talking about why is this up for discussion? Why do we need to
unpack? My word. I tell you something. Look, if I don't do it, I'm not gonna lose sleep around it. But there's a lot of interesting stats around the benefits of cuddling, right? Because it's linked to intimacy, it's linked to self-esteem. We had a conversation, I think, earlier in our time when we spoke to JP, when we spoke about things that we do that benefit us psychologically, touching, words of affirmation, love languages. Yes, so this forms part of the love language. As far as that is concerned. And I think JP will help us unpack this conversation. I said Khumi is something that every time she has this look on her face to say, guys, it's not working for me. Or why are we doing this thing?
Mark me absent.
Mark her absent in this conversation.
When it comes to cuddling, like, mark me absent, mistress.
Yeah, so a person we're definitely not going to mark absent in this conversation is our resident psychologist, JP Mueller. Welcome to Mjoli and Sex Podcast.
Hello. Hello. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you, JP?
I'm very well, thank you.
JP, let's start here. What does cuddling, besides the physical activity, what positivity, or what does it do for the human being?
So cuddling is great. They say couples who cuddle are happier, according to science. So definitely, as you say, there are stats around it. From a neurobiological perspective, oxytocin is a powerful agent in increasing bonding behaviors during the initial stages of a relationship. So it will actually make you feel like your relationship is more stabilized and that you actually feel more comfortable around each other when you do cuddle. And this actually comes from childhood, where we learn that if we cuddle, that we are safe and loved. So that's actually where it comes from. And we also put our guard down, like, completely. But also during sexual intimacy, oxytocin levels rise and increase levels of connection. So although oxytocin levels fall after orgasm, cuddling and other contact behaviors help sustain the level of oxytocin in the system. It then also can make you feel more connected and bonded, provide a sense of being loved and wanted. As you said, oxytocin is also anti-stress hormone. And it mitigates the often destabilizing effects of dopamine and stress hormones. And last one, cuddling can strengthen your mental health. So whether cuddling comes in the form of short hug session or long and longer falls to sleep in the arms, embrace the benefits thereof. They actually say that you fall into a rhythmic, your heart and your breath actually synchronizes with a person who you cuddle. And that's actually good for you because it relieves pain, helps your heart, reduce social anxiety, it calms you down, you get better sleep. So it's really good for you.
JP, with all that said, why or what are we missing when it comes to cuddling? Because it's something we're not. There are benefits to it, and we're supposed to be doing it. But why are we not doing it?
I think what's happening is a lot of people these days say they don't have time, and I always believe where there's a will, there's a way. You can make time. And I just think that we're in a rat race, and a lot of people are busy with work, and they don't want to relax. They just want to be in this hustle and bustle because that's what they're used to. And then they don't want to do the cuddling part. They just want quick safe, get up, go and down the road, carry on. And I do think cuddling is so important to strengthen the relationship. It just gives you that connection, and I do think that intimate relaxing, and it really doesn't require a lot of effort. It really doesn't. But when your breathing sinks, or when you sleep close to somebody, without any of the nerves of being like around somebody new, but you're calm in that person's arms, I really think that it's really a great thing for your mental health and physical health.
JP, as somebody who is anti-cuddling, and I know I've deprived people's sons of the pleasure of cuddling, are there studies that prove that not cuddling or uncuddling, that's not a word, let's stick to not cuddling, are there studies that prove that not cuddling has an effect, whether it's psychological or emotional or whatever, on a relationship? That the lack of that physical intimacy, does that have long-term, you know, effects on a relationship?
So there's definitely two facets to this. So the one side is some people are sensory sensitive. So what this means is that if their senses are overloaded, they feel overwhelmed. So they wouldn't like cuddling. Even like labels in clothes will irritate them. And for example, for them, if you don't touch them, it will be better, you know. But then also, if that is what you want in a relationship and you aren't that touchy person, then you must tell the other person that, and your partner, then you guys should communicate around it, you know, maybe sometimes compromise and then be more touchy, other times, okay, don't touch me. So it can have a negative effect if that person is really very touchy and loves that love language, but then you don't reciprocate that. But I mean, there are even, for those people whose partners don't want to cuddle, they can pet a dog or a cat. They can sleep with a teddy bear. They can grab a body pillow. There's even one for pregnant ladies that they can later use for the baby to make like a circle around the baby. So there are many different types where you can cuddle with yourself without having a partner then.
JP, I wish you were to see Kumi's face.
Mark me absent, mistress.
Oh, no. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. JP, quickly. One, how... If someone is like Kumi, right, who's just not into it, how do you persuade them, right, to the concept, or maybe warm them up to the concept? Is it possible to cuddle without being sexually intimate? Because sometimes some people say it's a triggering thing, so you do that with the trigger to sexual intercourse.
Yeah, like it's a suggestion.
Yeah, it's a suggestion.
Let's go again.
Yes, yeah. You know.
That time I'm tired.
You know what I mean. So just on those two, JP. How do we persuade somebody who's not into maybe? And what I've noticed is it will always be the guy who is normally not into it. Just Kumi is an exception, but it will normally be the guy who's not into. So how do you persuade your partner if you are into it and they are not into it? And I think secondly and most importantly, is cuddling then an indicator that, or can it lead to having sex?
Definitely. So there are a lot of stats that say cuddling actually then leads to being more connected when you then have sex, and it definitely can lead to it.
Ta-da!
Yes. And they say that they're finding success, that people feel more loving and affectionate towards their partner when they cuddle. They also cuddle because they feel loving and affectionate towards their partner. So definitely, and they say sexual component to it, it often leads to sexual activity and often happens after sex. So cuddling can serve many purposes in a romantic relationship and is generally experienced very positively. So I do think if somebody doesn't like it or is not used to it, there might be reasons why not to. So ask them, you know, don't they like feeling, maybe they feel that person is too much, you know, holding them too much. They feel like a prisoner, this person just grabbing their arms around them the whole time. And that's why. And they don't want to feel overpowered by this person with arms and legs over them. So maybe discuss then why they don't like it, but then you can tell them all the stats of how healthy it is, how good it is, it improves your sex life, as they say. And then even say, but how does it feel when you pet a cat or a dog? And when you just hold hands, when you just hug, you know, things like that, how does that feel? So then to slowly but surely show them the benefits thereof, so that they can decide for themselves then to what level or to what extent they then will be open to cuddle. But I do think that a lot of people do like it. But as I say, it really is minimal effort. So I don't know why people will then not do it. It doesn't even cost money. It just costs cuddling. So I do think it's a way that you can actually connect on such a different level. And you don't have to go into sex, but you really, yes, it sometimes do lead to it. But I do think that it's not necessarily a sexual thing where you can just be connected in and close. And I do think people are social beings. So we want to connect with someone. We want to be with someone. And even if we're introverts and sometimes want our own space, we are social beings, so we are more led to wanting to cuddle, wanting closeness, wanting acceptance and affection. So I think we should hear out what is each other's love languages and then talk that language to each other and compromise with the love languages.
I totally agree with that. Incorporating and integrating love languages. I know it's easier said than done. But I think it's a perfect way or perfect place to start at, JP.
Definitely.
Once again, JP, a big thank you to you for your amazing insights. It's a conversation, and I suppose that'll develop, I think, over time. And I think with platforms like Netflix and all these other things that allow us and that can also maybe channel that sort of thing. Maybe we need to also then incorporate mm-hmm. that as well and see where and how that will take us.
Definitely, definitely. I do think that TV, social media can also lead there, where you can watch normal movies, where you can see the parents cuddling, where you see people that just meet cuddle, hold hands, then hug. So I do think that you don't have to go full on in first time and cuddle, but I do think you can definitely discuss it and take it one step at a time, definitely.
Yeah, but we're still marking Khumi as absent.
Absolutely. I'm not showing up to totally this party. This is one party I'm not showing up to.
Yeah, she's not showing up. But thank you, JP, for showing up. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, JP, have a lovely weekend and a lovely week ahead.
Thank you guys, to be safe and be awesome.
Thank you, JP. This one is not Khumi's cup of tea. Let's wrap it up to say, if it is your shandies, please make sure that you do it. If it's not your shandies, we can mark the register as upset.
You know, I don't get the whole concept of cuddling.
You don't, ne?
Listen, I'm an intimate person.
But not that intimate.
You know, like, I will hold your hand in public. In fact, I insist on it. When we're chilling together, I want to hold you. I want to, you know.
Grab and.
Yeah.
Kodwa.
But.
Not
see me. See me, I understand what the mattress was invented for.
Ah, okay.
The mattress was invented for nocturnal activities, which can be subdivided into two categories, which is cloth.
And
sleep.
Oh.
So once the cloth is done,
they don't say that.
Why are you holding on to me, Okarikitlo Chava, in the middle of the night? My guy, you don't have to hold me tight. I am not going to run away. You're not going to wake up and be on some, yo, was that a ghost? Hasin na barkingi. I am not that. No, I'm not going to run away. When you wake up, I will be there. You don't need to hold me tight in the middle of the night. Every time you turn, Ashimo, you hold me tight. But from Dimi, have you ever felt a South African summer?
Okay, let's say
35 degrees at night, 32 degrees at night. We are sweating. There's duvets, there's bodies, there's sweat. And here you are holding me tight. Hey, and I can't even sleep. I can't even stretch my legs and sleep and enjoy and dream about me in paradise with my ancestors. Because here you are holding me tight. Holding me tight. I can't hardly breathe. Good, but I must now negotiate with my ancestors for me to go to the bathroom. Because now it's the middle of the night. I want to go pee. But then Mutu Ashu, he's holding me tight. Holding me tight.
I love. I love this.
Like, I'm sorry. It doesn't work for me. It's not cute. For me, it's not. Listen, and I'm not talking for everybody. I'm talking for myself.
You're not a spokesperson.
For me, it is not cute. It is not romantic.
It's a no from you.
It is an inconvenience.
So it's a no from
you. Yes, after the cloth, I will lie on your chest. I will fall asleep on your chest. Eventually, I will roll away and sleep.
And then you'll wake up and you'll still find me.
And that's what I want, just to sleep. If in the middle of the night I wake up and I feel like I want to do the things, I will find a way to wake you up. We'll do the things.
Until then.
And then again, I will fall asleep in your arms or on your chest. And then I'll roll away. I'll go into my corner. I'll sleep.
Simple like a pimple.
In the morning when you wake up, my guy, I'll still be there. The only time you will not find me there is if the cloth sucked. Then, if you wake up, you find me and I'm not there, that means Hashem. Then you must know.
Load shedding.
But other than that, you don't need to cuddle me and hold me very, very, very tight that I can't even stretch my legs or move. And I'm a very sloppy sleeper. And by sloppy, I mean.
You sleep everywhere.
I sleep everywhere. I roll all over the bed. I stretch. I do all kinds of things. I want that freedom. And I make it known to the people that I'm sleeping with that, listen here, I'm a sloppy sleeper. I'm going to do all kinds of things that are probably going to shock you in the middle of the night. Please excuse me. I can't help myself. So if you're now holding me tight, when are you trying to be romantic? You are literally
depriving you your freedom,
suffocating me, and I am literally in my head. And I'm gonna go. You must know what I'm not gonna fall asleep. I am literally counting the hours until Jajili Tlaba so that I can go home and sleep in my bed with the freedom that I'm used to. Because cuddling is not cute. I'm sorry, cuddling is not cute. Cuddling is not romantic. Cuddling is not a represent. I heard what JP said. Sharp people want.
Miss you.
I don't care what you have to say. It's a representation of intimacy. Blah 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 blah.
Give my rest. It's so lovely. It's refreshing.
Like, you don't have to hold me so freaking tight. It's so if you don't hold me tight, but just you don't have to hold me. Hence, I say nah, if I just hold each other, I fall asleep. Once I fall asleep. Naturally, my natural state, I'm going to roll away and go into my little corner and continue in slumberland. In the middle of the night, I get no population because I am sleeping. Because I understand miracle one bed.
Okay, let's park it there.
That's why it's because people are holding you tight in the middle of the night. You don't know what to do with yourself, so you're just like, I
Yo, Jehovah, guys, do you agree with Kumi's sentiments? And do you cuddle? Don't you cuddle? What are the benefits thereof? Hit us up on our social media platforms, and we will appreciate.
And please be kind.
And please just, be.
Just do it like in a low self-esteem, so please be kind to me.
Where can people...